Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 9th of December 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded cautiously ahead of the FOMC announcement, though sentiment improved after President Trump confirmed the US will allow Nvidia to sell its H200 chips to China. The dollar index held near 99, antipodeans firmed after the RBA, and the yen was subdued despite some strength on BOJ Governor Ueda's FX comments. US President Trump said he informed Chinese President Xi that the US will allow Nvidia to ship its H200 products to approved customers in China and other countries, adding that Xi responded positively. The Department of Commerce is finalizing details with the same approach applying to AMD and Intel. However, the FT reported that China may still limit access to these chips, pulling Nvidia shares off their highs. European stocks turned lower, US futures were mixed, and global bonds firmed slightly. Trump also warned that Mexico is violating the water treaty and said he has authorized a 5% tariff if it does not release the required water immediately. He added that the US is working on an India trade deal. Across Asia-Pac, markets stayed cautious before the FOMC. The ASX 200 fell after the RBA's steady decision and hawkish tone, while the Nikkei was flat and Chinese markets dipped after a muted Politburo update. RBA Governor Bullock reiterated, no rate cuts are seen soon, and BOJ Governor Ueda said Japan's economy should return to growth, with inflation convergence toward 2%. In Europe, indices opened firmer but turned red, with financials leading while basic resources lagged as metals retreated. US futures, mostly the ES and NQ, gave back early gains after the FT's Nvidia report. The European Commission opened an antitrust probe into Google's AI practices, while Home Depot reaffirmed its outlook. In the FX space, the dollar index was range-bound around 99 ahead of the FOMC. The Aussie outperformed after the RBA held rates at 3.60%, with Governor Bullock saying more rate cuts are not needed, lifting Aussie dollar towards 66.50. Dollar-yen held between 155.74 and 156.43 after Ueda said, exchange rates' impact on inflation is a very important question for us. Cable traded near 133.50 and euro around 116.50. In fixed income, treasuries firmed as safe haven demand followed Ueda's remarks. German debt and gilts gained modestly, while OATs underperformed ahead of France's budget vote. German exports rose 0.1%, underscoring limited export-driven recovery. In commodities, WTI and Brent steadied ahead of the EIA STO, while gold rebounded to $4,209 per ounce as the dollar softened. Copper extended its pullback from record highs before stabilizing above $11,500 per ton. In geopolitics, Israel struck Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. EU Commission President von der Leyen reaffirmed ironclad support for Ukraine, while the Kremlin dismissed claims of plans to attack NATO as complete nonsense. Looking ahead, highlights include US average weekly prelim estimate ADP, JOLTS, EIA STO, speakers including BOE's Ramsden, Lombardelli, Mann, Dingra and RBNZ's Bremen, supply from the US. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.